When I saw the gospel for today, I was kind of hoping Father Dennis would have been assigned for Mass. Would have been a little easier. But I want to ask you guys a question. How many of you, and some of you this is recent, but for the adults too, how many of you remember your first communion? Most. Now, what do you remember about it? Yeah, you received Jesus. Good. What else do you remember? You can, yeah, you could touch it, right? Good. The wine being gross. So you're not going to be a wine guy when you grow up then, huh? Do you remember anything about what you were wearing? Way over there. No? Yeah, you wore dresses, you had a fancy suit, you got all dressed up, right? Because it was a special occasion. Whenever we do something very special, think about it. If you go to certain birthday parties, you get dressed up a little bit for your first communion, graduations. When I was ordained, my cousin got dressed up in a suit. I'd never seen him so dressed up before. So when special occasions happen, we look and we act a little different. We're on our best behavior because that event or whatever we're doing is so important. Now, I'm sure you guys remember the first reading, right? You could repeat it back to me? No? I can repeat it to you. Think of what St. Paul said in the first reading. You should know how to behave in the household of God. Now, thankfully, you guys always behave. Right, teachers? Yeah, so. No, you guys do a great job here at Mass. You always behave. The adults, on the other hand, so. But St. Paul goes on to say, you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. So what does that all mean? The first thing it means is that what we do here at Mass, most Wednesdays throughout the school year, when you come here on the weekend, or even if it's another church, it is the most important thing you will ever do in your day. It's the most important thing you're ever going to do in a week. And even if you only went to Mass once in your life, which I know isn't the case, that Mass would be the most important thing you would have ever done in your entire life. Now think about it. You guys do a lot of important things, don't you? Homework. Take care of your brothers and sisters. The adults, you pay bills, you raise a family. All vital things that you have to do in order to live. And as important as all those things are, what happens here this morning is even more important. So why does it matter how we behave and how we dress and why we have dress codes? And, you know, for altar servers, we go through dress codes for things. The reason why we have all those rules is because this is so sacred and so important. Now, what is it here at Mass that is so sacred and important? First and foremost, just as we heard before, we receive Jesus. Think about it. Jesus literally, not symbolically, literally is either placed on our tongue or placed in the palm of our hand. The Son of God, Jesus, who died and rose from the dead, is right here. We touch him. We feel him. We receive his precious blood. When we hear the readings, those aren't just nice stories. That's actually God actually speaking to us. And so if we ever wonder how we can hear God, or, you know, people ask all the time, well, I can't hear God. Why doesn't God speak to me? Every time you come to Mass, or every time you open a Bible, that's God speaking to you. And so primarily those two reasons are why the Mass is so important. Does that make sense to you guys? Yeah. Not really. Well, we'll meet later. But primarily, those are the two most important things, the Eucharist and the Word. We're nourished at the table, just like when you guys go home for dinner, right? You have dinner, and by the Word of God. So that's why we behave in a certain way, and that's why we dress up, and that's what Paul is really getting at. Now, the adults here, you guys may have heard this. There was a research done, or a poll done not too long ago, that said that 70% of practicing Catholics don't believe in the real presence. So the real presence being that the bread and the wine literally changes into the body and blood of Christ. Now, you can skew numbers different ways and things like that, but it does speak to a truth that by and large, there's a lot of people who don't quite understand or weren't taught for whatever reason. And so it's important for us to understand, especially for you guys at a young age, that that host isn't just a piece of bread. It's not a symbol. We don't say the bread of Christ. We say the body of Christ. We don't receive the wine. We receive the precious blood. It's been changed. That's why we're here. If that's not the case, then this whole thing is pointless. And we know that's not the case. And so when people ask you, hey, why do you go to church? Well, because Jesus is there. My family's there. My community of faith is there. We're nourished. We take care of our bodies in all sorts of ways, right? Especially for the athletes here, you know, protein shakes and all those different things, and we always make sure we have water and such. When it comes to our spiritual life, it's the body and blood of Christ that nourishes that spiritual life. And our spiritual life is really our relationship with Jesus. And again, as important as all our relationships are with our family and our friends, the most important one is with Jesus. And if we're not here accepting that invitation, then we're not going to know him very well. And that's not a good thing. We want to be in close connection so that we can be saints, so that we can be holy people. And think about it. Does anyone know how many hours there are in a week? Some of the adults might. 168. So we come here on Wednesdays, of course. But really, out of those 168 hours, all God is requiring of you is one. So when it's hard to wake up on a Sunday morning, or it's hard to go on a Saturday night, or calendars are full, God's only asking for 1 hour. And after everything he's done for us, I think we can give him that 1 hour, don't you? And sometimes the homily's not so good, I'll admit that. This one might not be that good. Sometimes the music isn't the best. Not here, though. Don't worry, Paul, not here. Sometimes you might be tired. Sometimes things might be going on where you can't quite dive into Mass. I get that. You know, we have 6:30 a.m. Mass here twice a week. There's times in winter, I don't want to get out of bed at 5:30. But this is that important. And it's not just coming here to just for the sake of being with friends and such, as much as we're a family. We're here to receive the body and blood of Jesus. And so we pray through the intercession of St. Paul, who spoke to us in our first reading, that we can know that this is the church of the living God. This is where God resides. This is where he comes to meet us. And so let's always make sure that we're on our best behavior, whether now or whether we're up in years, so that we can be prepared to receive Jesus' body, soul, and divinity, and then share him with all our family and friends.